Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, hour number two. In L.A., it's the Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Tonight, Dodgers, Giants about 6 o'clock. NFL game, Buccaneers, Philadelphia about 5:15 Pacific Coast. So I will be having chicken parm and watching the NFL and Major League Baseball. Game 5 for the Dodgers, Giants is nerve-wracking time.
You're going to have to eat the chicken parm after the
chicken parm.
Second half.
So about the third, fourth inning of baseball game, you order some chicken parm about 8:15. 9:15 out. No matter what happens to baseball game, 9:15, 9:20, I'll be.
Now, when you get the delivery food, do you pop it in the microwave? Are you like an oven heater?
No, I put it on a good plate, microwave 30 seconds, a little bit. It's usually fairly warm. I don't like something I learned from my wife, who was in the culinary industry forever. Hot food takes away the flavor.
It's got to cool a little bit. Warm food.
There are some pastas and stuff I like better cold. Pizza's better the second day.
I disagree on the pizza thing. I know I'm in the minority there, but like I'll eat cold pizza, but pizza is best warm. A little melty cheese.
All right. Well, I have to address this thing. Generally in the NFL, if you go look at the losingest teams in the NFL last 20 years, Cincinnati, Cleveland, you know, Jets, Raiders, Detroit, they all have one thing in common. Suboptimal ownership. Some have had good coaches. Some have had good quarterbacks. If you're bad for 20 years, the person who owns your franchise doesn't know what they're doing. So Mark Davis owns the Raiders. He's the poorest owner in the NFL by a long shot. He may be the most clueless. So this week, John Gruden says terrible things, has to resign, right? They find those emails. And where is Mark Davis the owner? He hides. He forces his quarterback and his GM to take all the bullets. He hides. Has a terse email. Ask the NFL to get all the answers. Grow up. And then I saw this. It's confirmed that Mike Mayock remains the GM and now has 51% of the control of the roster decisions. The interim coach has 49%. A timeout. That's a little murky. We knew that Gruden, apparently, according to the information, Gruden had 51% of the control. Mayock had 49%. Telling you the structure of this business is a clown show. So the reason you want to give specific people specific responsibilities in any business is so you know who to fire eventually if something goes wrong or who to give a raise to. You can go to the scouting department and say, you are great. You have the southern region of scouting. So if you have three straight drafts and you miss on all the SEC players, there's a guy specifically I can replace. If and you have a Big 12 regional Texas scout and he's crushing it, well, then I'm going to move him to director of scouting. There's a reason in a company, I own a small one, that I give specific jobs to specific people so I can reward them or have to move off them. This whole 51-49 thing, I mean, can you imagine giving an interim coach 49% of control? He's a special teams guy for like 30 years. So the reason you have a problem in Seattle right now is because you have this 51-49 thing with Pete Carroll and the GM. The reason New England has no skill players in an era of skill players because Belichick is all mushy and I got control here and who's got control. The teams that are beating New England now, let's be honest, GM, coach, coordinator, quarterback, owner doesn't meddle, 51-49. So basically, who ran your personnel? So Gruden had 51% of control, and then the GM at 49. Well, in the draft, if we both disagree, then the coach gets the say over the general manager. So now I don't even know. Gruden's gone. I don't even know if Mayock is competent. How would I? He didn't have the final say. You create specific tasks for specific people so you can reward them or eventually, if you have to, move off them. The structure of the Raiders explains a lot of what's wrong with the Raiders. 51-49, that's what you do for ownership. If Joy and I share in ownership, she owns 51% of a company. I know I own 49% and we sell it. She gets 51%. Okay, that's for ownership. GM, coach, 51-49. One's a coach, one's a GM. Separate them.
What does that even mean?
Exactly. The structure of the Raiders.
So you guys, like, we talk and we collaborate, but at the end of the day, Gruden, the person with 51% has the final say? So yes. Then, like, they have the say. It just means that they pay attention to what you say a little bit more than the other person.
And when you look at the history of Gruden's ego, what it tells you was during the draft, Gruden made all the calls. Well, that's what's happening in Seattle since Paul Allen died. They've lost their hierarchy and structure, and Seattle's roster is top-heavy and kind of a disaster. New England can't find skill people. Why? Belichick had too much power, and they didn't have specific people doing the scout. I've known two people that work for the Patriots that have left and said, it was no fun. January, Bill called you off. He took over the draft. It's like, that's why New England has no wide receiver or tight end talent of note.
The best leaders find people who are great at what they do and delegate to them. That's the structure of successful organizations, businesses, programs. If you're meddling or if you're taking pieces of what other people do great that you don't, why did you hire them?
I work in radio. You have a sales director and a program director. You get in big trouble when the sales director thinks he's the program director.
Correct.
And I've seen that. That's when stations go down into the tank. Greg Cosell, 42 years NFL film, is now joining us live, as he always does on Thursdays. So I'm looking at some of these Brady numbers. He's won 12 of 13 games, and I was looking at some next-gen stats, and I'm not big on football analytics, but I was looking at some numbers, and he's got the fastest pass and the longest air pass, blah, blah, blah. But I will say this. You've seen all the film. How much is scheme? How much is weapons? How much is Brady? How would you divvy it up? Because he's playing at a very high level right now.
I would say that a good part of it is Brady. I mean, you can always look at scheme, and every team has schemes, Colin, and sometimes the schemes work. But I think Brady right now, first of all, there's no quarterback in the NFL who's better before the snap of the ball. He wins before the snap of the ball. He knows where he's going. And then his mechanics, they're repetitive. He throws the ball the same way every time. He also has a stronger arm than people have always given him credit for. His ball placement is incredibly precise. And he has a great feel for the pocket. He can manage the pocket as well as any quarterback in the NFL. He doesn't leave the pocket. He's never left the pocket, even when he was young. But he has a great feel for navigating the pocket, understanding where pressure comes from. He may be the best playing now and among the best ever at feeling pressure without seeing pressure. Quarterbacks can't see pressure. They must feel it. The quarterbacks that drop their eyes because they want to see the pressure, those quarterbacks end up struggling. Brady never sees pressure. He feels it.
That's great. Now, they play Philadelphia tonight. Jalen Hurts is a playmaker. Are they a bit, you know, their offensive line grades high. Are they too reliant on Jalen Hurts? What is their offense right now? What do you see, Greg, on film?
You know, that's an awesome question, Colin, because I'm not sure what they're off. Well, let's put it this way. Through five games, what we do know is they do not run the ball. So right now, through five games, there's no physicality to their offense. There's no meaningful run game. Hurts is in the shotgun on well over 92% of the snaps.
Wow.
This is the way they've chosen to play. Now, we can have a debate as to whether that's good or bad, but this is what the tape shows. So the question is, can you survive in this league with a young quarterback still learning the position when you have no meaningful run game? And that's a debatable question. But that is what their offense is right now. Now, that won't change tonight because they're playing against a Bucs defense that is really, really good against the run.
Yeah.
And I think they'll believe that they'll have to score significant points, and they'll feel that the way to create explosive chunk plays is not by running the football.
All right, so let's move off that game. Trey Lance, it was a game I watched in the corner because I was so into Cleveland and the Chargers. I saw bits and pieces of it. Is there anything you could take from Shanahan's game plan or Trey Lance in his opener against Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, they ran a lot of design running plays for Trey Lance, which I think in and of itself tells you something. I think right now, Kyle probably doesn't feel that Trey Lance is ready to execute the subtleties and nuances of the Kyle Shanahan offense. He made a couple of really good throws. His best throw actually was dropped by Mohamed Sanu. It was a great throw with timing and anticipation into his own window. He made a couple of other good throws, but there was also some poor ball placement. I think that he needs work on pace and touch with throws. He's a rocket ball thrower at this point,
yeah.
And that definitely comes into play on throws 10 yards and under, which are kind of a staple of what Kyle Shanahan wants to get done. So there were some ups. There were some downs. We'll see. My guess is after they come out of the bye, if Jimmy Garoppolo is healthy, I would bet Jimmy Garoppolo is the starting quarterback.
All right, speaking of rhythm, Pittsburgh's offense for the last 10 games I've watched is the same thing. And then you watch them against the Denver team and a Denver defense that we think highly of. And you're like, you're like, oh, what just happened? So you tell me, teams ebb and flow. This is the first time in maybe 10 games I watched Pittsburgh and went, oh, they can run the ball. It's a pulse. Was it Denver's bad schemes? Tell me the Pittsburgh offense. Do they have a rhythm now?
Well, I think they took the approach that probably makes the most sense given their personnel, both at quarterback and on the offensive line. They start two rookies on the O-line. Big Ben is not what he was in his prime. You cannot have him drop back by choice 40 to 45 times. This was the first game this year, I believe, where he had under 30 dropbacks. He had 26. They had a balanced run-pass ratio. Again, people can take from that whatever they want. But in order to play that way, a couple of things have to happen. You must convert on third down, and they were outstanding on third down. You must score in the red zone. They had a really well-designed red zone touchdown to Chase Claypool. So to me, this is more the way they have to play. And it's funny because the Dallas Cowboys are playing the exact same way right now. But I think the Steelers have to play this way because they cannot rely on Big Ben to drop back 40, 45 times on a weekly basis. Not solely because of him. Their O-line can't handle that.
Historically, we always overreact, people do, to standalone games. Sunday night football game, Monday night football game,
yep.
Thursday night football, whatever happens, it's the greatest thing you've ever seen. But Lamar Jackson's second half was pretty electrifying. It was pretty special. And so you and I have always said, you know, we don't worry about a lot of things with Lamar, but it's the passing, it's playing from behind.
Right.
Is he getting better at that? Because it looks like, to some degree, he is.
I would say he is. This was the best game he's had by far as a passer. And to me, it's not that relevant who the defensive backs were, because I'm evaluating Jackson as an absolute. I'm isolating his traits, Colin. And his traits were the fact that he showed much better recognition of pressure and coverage. He showed excellent vision. He showed a higher level sense of timing from the pocket. He saw things. He worked through progressions. And he threw the ball with accuracy. That's what you want from your quarterback. He stayed in the pocket, by the way. If you notice in that game, there were not many plays of where we go, oh, that's Lamar Jackson. He's going to run around. He stayed in the pocket. And I'm not suggesting now they should never say to him to run. He's obviously really good at it. But you see what happens when you stay in the pocket, execute the pass game within the structure of the offense. He really looked good the other night. Just very quickly, his numbers on straight dropbacks, I'm talking about where there was no run action, no backfield action, the straight dropback game that everybody says he can't execute, he was 29 for 33 for 343 yards and four touchdowns.
That's pretty good. So we all know what we see with Justin Herbert. Good decisions, big kid, can move. Like, that's all obvious stuff. Cleveland this weekend, you just see certain things and you know he's good. What does the tape say, though, that impresses somebody like you that's watched tape for 42 years at NFL Films?
He's a really high-level mix of refinement, precision, and efficiency within structure. At times, he's so good, he looks almost robotic and mechanical in a good way. And then you add in the fact that he's always capable of special second reaction plays. And you cannot lose sight of the fact that he's 6'5", 240 pounds. That's a trait. So that's what Justin Herbert is. And clearly, he's incredibly football intelligent, because don't forget, he's a second-year player who learned a brand new offense this year. And the way in which he plays within the structure of that offense, he looks like he's been playing in it for 5 years.
Isn't that amazing? All right, Mahomes getting a little pushback. In college, when he played with a bad defense, he had to ad-lib his win, made more mistakes. Kansas City's defense has forced 11 punts. anytime you ask a quarterback to do more, even the great ones, you're going to have problems. Is that the issue with Mahomes and the turnovers? Is he knows he has to score on virtually every drive because Kansas City's defense is egregiously bad.
Yeah, I'll answer that this way, because let me tell you what the tape shows. Watching this game against the Bills and saw how much two-man coverage the Bills played, meaning man-to-man with two deep safeties, I thought back to Week 3 when I watched the Chiefs versus the Chargers. Chargers beat them. Chargers played a lot of two-man coverage. Thought back to the Super Bowl against the Bucks. Bucks played two-man coverage. Mahomes and this pass game right now, they're struggling against two-man coverage. Now, they'll figure it out. Mahomes is great, and Andy Reid's been around the block a few times. But think about this. When you play two-man, that's different from playing single high as a defense, because what the Chiefs try to do versus man is they try to run away from man coverage with speed. That is much more difficult to do versus two-man when there's two safeties.
Right.
There's two people on the back end. So it's more difficult to run away from your man defender. You're not running into open space. There's two back end defenders.
Yeah, it's a two-man coverage, basically two safeties deep. You're seeing this with Tyreek Hill. People are just saying, we're not letting you over the top, so you're going to have to do 12-play drives. And that's when mistakes happen. So we'll segue to the play of the week, but I first want to ask you this question about it, because I think they're the best team in the league right now by maybe a bit. It was an interesting
–
the other day it was an interesting point. Somebody came on the show. I forget who it was. Oh, it was Peter Schrager, and he said, it's like the Bills blew out the Chiefs twice. They blew them out. There was a rain delay. They came out and blew them out again. It was like they were so much better. But how difficult is it to defend the Bills' offense?
They're trying to run a little more, but they're essentially a passing offense with Josh Allen. And Josh Allen is so gifted physically with the kinds of throws he can make, but also the run game element. We saw them use the design run game element to effectiveness early in the game, so that was clearly game plan. We know he can make plays outside of structure. He's seeing things now better than he ever has. He's not as scattershot as he once was. So they're a very difficult offense to defend. And I think Brian Daboll is really good really good at designing plays. This is a vertical offense, Colin. They want to push the ball down the field. This is not a dink and dunk offense. So they have route concepts that attack all three levels, and that makes them difficult to defend. And we're going to take a look at one of the touchdowns from the game last week against the Kansas City Chiefs. So let's take a look at that right now, the touchdown from last week.
Okay.
And here it is. This was the touchdown to Emmanuel Sanders. And we'll comment on the throw here in a second, but let's break down what indeed happened. You're going to see Josh Allen in the shotgun. It's a 2x2 set. And the Chiefs match up to this with split safety coverage. There's two deep safeties. Now let's work to the field side of the formation where you have Emmanuel Sanders and Cole Beasley. Now what's going to happen here is you're going to see that Snead is the corner, Thornhill is the safety to right. that side of the field.
Right.
Beasley is going to work inside intentionally because he needs to grab the eyes and the attention of Thornhill because Sanders is going to run the out and up. And what they want to really get accomplished here is to get the one-on-one with Sanders. That's what they're trying to get accomplished. Yep. And that's exactly what they get. They get the one-on-one. Sanders runs the out and up. And he gets on top of the corner. And that is a seed, Mr. Coward. And you may recall when I came into Fox a number of years ago, we talked about Josh Allen. He was still in college. And we talked about his traits. I mean, this kid can throw. He just throws seeds on those deep balls.
He really is. You told me a year ago when you talked about Trevor Lawrence coming into the league, and you said Josh Allen's got way better traits than Trevor Lawrence. You said
he does.
Easily, yeah.
Josh Allen is the most physically gifted quarterback in the league. Now, we can debate whether, you know, who the best is, but he's the most physically gifted quarterback in the NFL.
Love that. Small-town California kid. Greg Cosell, as always, great seeing you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Colin. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's my
game,
bro.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip. But they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes.
episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tomorrow on Fox, the ALCS begins as Xander Bogaerts leads the Red Sox against Jose Altuve and the Astros. ALCS Game 1 tomorrow, 7:30 Eastern, only on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
Order Jersey Mike's on your mobile app. Get delivery to your door or pick it up at the nearest location. Limited time free delivery on Saturdays. If you order through the Jersey Mike's app, Jersey Mike's be a sub above. Yeah, I was thinking about this. I'm not really outside of my radio TV career. This, I like some control in this, but for this job, I relinquish a lot of control to a lot of people. I don't have, so in this, my career, I like to have some control over it because I've done well. I think I'm pretty good at it. Nothing against the salespeople or my bosses, but I do content. It's what we do. We're good at it. Our bosses are great. They literally don't babysit us. Literally, we come in here, do a show, never see bosses, get free coffee, and go home. I mean, we are very lucky. But I don't have the control gene that a lot of people have. Like, I don't need to control people. So my wife will get upset with me sometimes. She goes, what do you want for dinner? And I'm like, something light. She goes, you say that every time. She goes, where do you want to go? I'm like, you pick. So I once got my testosterone checked. I'm like, I don't like cars, and I don't need control. And my testosterone came back normal. And I thought to myself, is there something I don't have the control gene? I don't need it. Where do you want to go to dinner? I don't know. You pick. Now I say I want to go here because I think it's my wife finds it more attractive that if I pretend I...
We like plans.
Women like plans. I want to go have sushi on my terms. So now I do that. But I don't have... When I watch all the vaccine and the mandate stuff, the way I look at it is, if you want to limit your employment options, then don't get the vaccine. What do I care? It's less people in the building. I don't care. If you can't fly, that means there's more seats available on the plane. But this idea of social media is trying to control what you think. I don't care what you think. Just don't tell me what to think. I don't care what you think. And I think some people are, I don't know if it's innate, you're born with it. I just didn't get the control gene outside of my radio TV career where I do want to control. I'll bristle if you try to control what I say, the words out of my mouth.
I understand the fear and anxiety that has been put on everyone
so
over
you think
the
it's
past
that.
Year and a half.
Maybe
that's... I think that's the sum of it, yes. I think some people are, to your point, control freaks who think they know everything and are just meatheads who don't understand that new information can provide a better life for you.
Right, right.
I think for a lot of people...
It's fear.
It's fear. A lot of what we thought was never going to be touched or changed in our lifetimes was completely flipped upside down.
Right.
People couldn't run their businesses. People couldn't hire people. People couldn't serve their customers. And so this is their way of saying, this is my choice and I have control over this. So this is where I'm going to draw the line on what other people are telling me to do. Now, it doesn't make any sense, but I understand the fear and anxiety that people have because of everything that's happened.
So things get taken away from you and you do want. So what you're saying is basically because I don't have this in me. So and there's a lot of things like
I don't either, but I understand how corporate structure works and billionaires versus millionaires versus thousandaires and where my place is in society and in order to move into spaces,
but
you
pandemic,
have more power and all of those things.
But the pandemic took away some certainties.
Yes.
And so people who don't have a lot of certainties had them taken away. And so now they really are holding on to those few things they think they have.
Yes.
Okay, that explains it.
It's why the freedom conversation keeps coming up because people feel like their freedoms are being taken away when in fact they are still absolutely
well, and
free.
And also, we don't really have freedoms. When I get in my car, I have to wear a...
No. I mean, we could go on for this conversation forever. You're not free to drive a car. Yeah. You're not free to drive
a car. Safety belt, insurance.
You have to buy the car. It has to be registered. You have to register with the government. You have to get a license. You cannot just wake up one day like, I'd like to drive a car and go buy a car and drive it. You're not free to do that. The definition of freedom is very layered and nuanced, and it has no place on social media because most people who are arguing about this don't even know what the word nuance means.
Right.
But I can empathize, because I'm an empath, I can empathize with people's anxiety about losing things in their life that they never thought would be challenged.
That's why I think the pandemic for me and my family has been, we've grown. We've gotten closer. We're not a control family. We like different opinions. We're not trying to control our kids.
But also, you and I talk about this all the time. We have moved. I left Pittsburgh, a place where most people never leave. Yeah. I've seen the world because I wanted to, and I've had the privilege to be able to do that. So I see things differently. And I don't feel the need, to your point, to be in control of everything. It's a conversation about politics. I don't need to know everything. I want to go to brunch. I want to come to work with Colin. I want to talk about sports. I want to watch some sports.
Yeah.
I maybe go shopping occasionally and travel. That's what I want to do. I don't want to run the country. That's what I pay my taxes for, so someone else to do it.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why there are levels of security and everything else. So when this spills over, and the reason obviously we're talking about this on a sports show is because it has, of course, spilled over into sports.
Kyrie Irving
and other players as well, and mandates and everything else has affected how we are watching sports because we are all in a very fluid situation.
Yeah. All right. Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Conversation, by the way, which I cannot wait to no longer have anymore.
Yeah.
It can't come soon.
That I'd like to control.
If I can flip that switch, please let me hit it. So in the Oklahoma's win over Texas last weekend in an incredible all-time game that you couldn't write, quarterback Spencer Rattler was benched for freshman Caleb Williams, who led the team to the 55-48 comeback victory. Well, this week in the student newspaper, it was reported that Williams was taking a majority of the first team reps in practice, which would obviously show that he's on track to start this week against TCU on Saturday. So following this news, the team canceled all their media availability for the rest of the week leading up to the game. So the newspaper reportedly gained access to this practice information by viewing workouts from a public building on campus that overlooks the team's practice field.
Okay.
So they didn't have access to the actual practice, but this is how this got out. Now, look, I don't have a problem with them canceling the media availability.
Sure.
Like, these are student athletes. I think there's different provisions that should be given to them that aren't, you know, necessarily shouldn't be given to pros. But this is a very big deal because obviously Spencer Rattler is a athlete that we were talking about going very high in the draft, and this was a game that, you know, big stakes and a lot going on, and he was benched. Now, I'm still higher on Spencer Rattler than I think most people are at this point.
Yeah, he's a kid.
He is, but I also think he's an athlete, and I do think that his intangibles, even in this situation, are reflective of his character. Like, this is a thing that happens in college football. You don't see this in the pros. The pros, you get benched, it's a different situation.
Yeah.
Like, your career could be over. But Caleb Williams might get the start. He was 15-24, 211 yards, 2 passing touchdowns.
Hey, Kyler Murray had to transfer. Baker had to transfer.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, listen, you only have one star quarterback, so guys transfer all the time. Kyler Murray had to transfer. Russell Wilson had to transfer from North Carolina State because his coach said, I like Mike Glennon way more. So coaches make mistakes and players get better.
And, you know, in college, this is a shorter window of development.
That's right.
So, like, you're not going to sit on the bench and sacrifice time because the coach has decided to move on. Maybe it's better for this program or whatever. But this is obviously something we're going to be paying attention to and seeing who's starting. So, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, boy.
His time in Green Bay is likely coming to an end after this season. I think we both agree that this is the last year for Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. At least that's what I believe. Well, after the Packers game against the Steelers in week 4, Rodgers was fueling the fire, speaking very highly of Mike Tomlin. They had a little flirtatious little moment.
Yeah.
And according to Jay Glazer, it could be a perfect match. In regards to Rodgers potentially joining the Steelers in 2022, Glazer said, that makes sense. We take what Jay says very seriously around here.
No.
Now, it does make sense. If you're looking at what the situations for both of these organizations are, obviously, the Packers had mentally prepared to move on from Aaron Rodgers the moment that they took Jordan Love, where they did. And the Steelers are now in a situation where it's very obvious that this is the end for the Ben Roethlisberger era in Pittsburgh, at least.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're seeing.
Listen, you can connect the dots on this stuff.
Yes.
It makes a ton of sense. Aaron wants consistently better defense. He respects Tomlin. It's a proud franchise that is kind of, it's a little dying. He can save it. If I was Aaron Rodgers, this is an easy, I mean, like when I left ESPN, Fox was an easy choice because they succeeded at a lot of stuff. There are times when you're leaving a company and you're like, oh, that's where I should go. Don't overthink it. Like Pittsburgh, don't overthink it. Tomlin, defense, wide receivers. Like it, and by the way, we want Aaron to go somewhere where he can win because Aaron's good for us.
Right.
He's good for the league. So, like, I'm rooting for Aaron to go to Pittsburgh if he leaves Green Bay because he'll be on television a lot and win more games.
And, you know, the first thing you have to do is win your division, obviously.
Yeah.
But there's not that many bad divisions in the NFL anymore.
AFC like, South you can talk is about kooky. Going,
yes, but, you know, it could very quickly turn around.
That's right.
And, you know, the other conversation was about Denver. Well, that division's no better than the AFC North with Baker and the Browns and Lamar Jackson. So it's not like you're going to a different situation where you can just go through and cruise like that division. So there's not that many bad divisions or options.
Right.
And you have to look at the contract situation. So Roethlisberger agreed to a one-year contract in March of 2021. He reduced his salary from 19 to 14. His new contract added four voidable years from 2022 to 25 for salary cap purposes. So, obviously, Aaron Rodgers is very expensive, and,
right.
You know, they're going to have to make that work as well, but...
I think Aaron's at the point of his career that he would rework his contract as much as possible. Aaron's smart enough to know that it's really helping. If you get a defense that good, just push some money down the road. I think Aaron's smart and would figure that out.
Yeah, well, also, if he doesn't want to be in Green Bay, then he's going to have to be a little flexible.
I'm really rooting for Aaron to go to Pittsburgh. I think it's great.
I am absolutely rooting for Aaron Rodgers to go to Pittsburgh.
And by the way,
let's make this happen.
By the way, great 15 years in Green Bay or however. Go have great 7 in Pittsburgh. It's like, aren't we happy that Brady went somewhere with weapons? Let's just give Aaron.
I think we're all kind of, as a media and fans, moving on from the idea that you have to spend your entire career with one organization. Like, that's not realistic anymore. And this is not an indictment of Ben Roethlisberger either, who had an unbelievable career. But
yeah, it's
coming to an end. So Tua is back on the practice field for the Dolphins. Mm. He returned yesterday after missing 3 weeks with a broken ribs.
Okay, this is interesting. More, please.
According to Brian Flores, he is expected to be ready to go on Sunday.
Oh, I like it.
We're moving enough in the right direction that he'll be out there. He'll have an opportunity to practice and hopefully play in the game. If you ask him, he's 100%. He's fine. So, he's not going to tell anybody any different. And, he's made a lot of progress.
Joy, he's got a window now. Next 6 weeks, Jags, Atlanta, Texans, Jets. So this is his moment, Joy. You and I could be totally wrong. This is the moment.
I don't know what there is to be right or wrong about. I have not seen enough consistently of Tua to make an evaluation of whether he is the future of the Miami Dolphins or not.
I have, and I think no.
Which has always been my argument about Tua. I know Dolphins fan base has been freaking out for forever, which, look, it's been very quiet in Miami over the past couple weeks, which is odd. But that's why I had an issue with how they handled it last year. You have to get an evaluation of these guys. It's why I like rookies starting right away if they can. You have to get them some momentum. Your point yesterday about Tua was perfect. There's no momentum for his career.
None.
It's so choppy. Start him. Sit him. He messes up at the end. Put Ryan Fitzpatrick in.
Is he
ready to play? Injury. Now he's injured again. Like, what is he? How do we know if he's capable of doing this?
But the next 6 weeks,
you got to do it.
He's got some really nice opportunities.
Yes.
And by the way, I'll be the first to admit I'm wrong. If they go 4-2, and he plays well in 5 of the games, I'll own it.
Well,
it was wrong.
They're in London against Jacksonville on Sunday.
That's
a
break.
Favored by 3, according to Fox Bet. So this is a nice game to bring Tua back in from injury and start getting things rolling.
Very good. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game, bro.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it, because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts. Not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Weather looking nasty? Don't change your plans. Change your wiper blades. Michelin wiper blades available on Amazon Prime and at Walmart. Michelin wiper blades. One of the criticisms of the American media, of which I am part of, is that we often talk about the negative. And I think that is true. I mean, let's be honest. We cover plane crashes, not landings. That criticism is, of course, true. The bad stuff, the stuff that can harm us, is the stuff we cover. Ribbon cutting doesn't really affect our lives. A fire does. Somebody on the freeways running from police does. So the media does tend to cover bad things and negative things, sometimes to protect us, sometimes because it's easier, but they do that. But I also think it's important to note that in my life, I've been doing this almost 30 years, And 99.9% of the people I deal with are amazing. Not at work, on the street, at the car wash, at the grocery store. I get nothing but hate on social media. But when I go out to a restaurant or at the car wash or a grocery store, old ladies, young kids say the nicest thing. And the reason is because most people are nice. They really are. Most people are nice. The people that aren't nice make more noise. But most people want to be good dads and good moms and good parents and good teachers. We had a situation this week where John Gruden had 7 years of emails where he was not nice, and I didn't want to spend too much time on it because that's a John Gruden issue, and I'd rather highlight the really good people around sports, and one of those is the Chargers coach, Brandon Staley, who was asked about those emails and the harshness of them, and I thought his response was worthy of time on this show. Here goes.
You know, kindness and lifting people up and respecting people you don't know. I just think that, you know, that's such a big part of our thing here is listening to people and learning about people, because I think what you'll discover is that we have so much more in common than not. Hopefully, you know, all of us can learn from this, that it's about bringing people together for me so that people can become, you know, the people that they dream about. And I think that, you know, for me, you know, leading this football team and being someone, hopefully we can, you know, be a light for those people in those emails, that not everybody's like that, that there's far more people that will love you than the opposite.
More Brandon Staley topics, less John Gruden. It is interesting that one of the things that I think is really powerful, and it's just the way the structure works, football has always been the sport of hope. It's really amazing. If you have a decent owner, because if you have a bad owner, you're screwed. But you can go from bad to good like really fast. In baseball, you need a bunch of drafts, bad, bad, bad team. Kansas City Royals a few years ago, bad, a lot of draft picks, and all of a sudden, oh, they're really good, and then they go back to being bad. But in basketball, you know, you draft a bunch of people, but there's only about 8 great players per draft, right? And if you don't have one of those 8 picks, you know, sometimes it's hard to go from bad to good. Sacramento's been bad for a long time. They have good players, but you need about 3 great ones to win. Football's different. So for the last decade, the Chargers have had really iffy O-lines, not been able to really get the coach right. And Philip Rivers, bless his heart, is just too damn unathletic, okay? They've solved all of those in like a year. Brandon Staley appears to be as good at the podium and good in-game, like Sean McVay level. Like, oh, God, he's great. Rashawn Slater, the left tackle, doesn't just grade as the best rookie left tackle. I've had 2 people now that look at film say, he may be the best left tackle in football. He's like 22 years old. And Justin Herbert it's crazy. And the Chargers have always been like the bad luck kids, you know, Linus on Peanuts, you know, like somebody's pulling the football from them. Nobody loses more games. Between Staley, the left tackle, and Justin Herbert. Folks, that's 3 of the 4 big things in this league. I mean, seriously. They have hit it out of the park. Greg Kosal was on earlier this hour, just talking about Herbert, and he's just a kid. He's on his second coach in 2 years, what the film says.
He's a really high-level mix of refinement, precision, and efficiency within structure. At times, he's so good, he looks almost robotic and mechanical in a good way, and you cannot lose sight of the fact that he's 6'5", 240 pounds. That's a trait. So that's what Justin Herbert is, and clearly, he's incredibly football intelligent, because don't forget, he's a second-year player who learned a brand-new offense this year.
What's amazing about Herbert and Staley and Rashawn Slater is that we've interviewed all of them. They're just great people. And there are some bad people out there, and they often make a lot of noise. But I would say the media does need to, and this is a very fair criticism of me and others. There are a ton of good people out there. Let's give them some publicity, too. About Brandon Saley's thoughts on the Gruden emails was pitch perfect. I thought it just was so, and I was so glad to see people sharing it all over the internet. It's almost as if we all want good news and positive people. We're just struggling to find them. So when you're in the media, and I'm as guilty as anybody, Let's retweet the good stuff. A lot of it out there. Let it be seen. All right. Mark Sanchez, he didn't bail on us. We're just using him on Thursday. We used him on Tuesday. He's busy. A lot of people want Mark Sanchez. So we moved him from Tuesday to Thursday. Escape QuickBooks Quicksand with NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one financial system. It gives you a little control over your financials and your HR and your inventory all in one place, no matter how fast you grow. Go to netsuite.com/herd, netsuite.com/herd, H-E-R-D, hour three next.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.